Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
One more knee will do it. The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl.
Oh boy. Final call, Kevin Burkhart. Fox Sports. Niners lose an NFC Championship 31-7. And oh baby. Oh, baby. We got to live through it. We got a long, long offseason ahead of us. We have no idea who's going to play quarterback in week one.
We got a long flight home.
I'm not looking forward to that.
I'm fatigued over Philly.
Oh, my gosh. We can't wait to get out of here. By the way, we will stop by Ready Terminal. Why not? Get some food.
Yeah.
Fly straight to the airport. Get straight to the airport and get the hell out of here.
I think the best thing that we had, the Philly cheese sticks were off the hook.
Right.
That lobster roll
was
I kind of want to go back
unbelievable.
There.
And we're like, so how should we eat it? She goes, well, the warm one is okay, but get it cold. And the chowder, how chunky it was.
Oh,
it was a
hole
in the wall spot. Luke's lobster roll.
Yeah.
Luke's lobster Rittenhouse, something like that.
It was killer.
About 5 minutes away from our hotel. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
The only thing amazing
left in the trip.
Ishka Bibbles is good.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, by the way, we walked into Ishka Bibbles on South Street in Philadelphia. Shask and I walked in there. As we were walking up, they had the radio station blaring. WIP 94 WIP. Sports radio.
Which was awesome.
We walk into that cheesesteak spot. And it got quiet.
It was like we walked into church, you know, wearing basketball uniforms.
Right.
It was crazy. We had our Niner gear on. Everybody was looking at us. Imagine going into a taqueria on the late night and every single person stops what they're doing.
Unbelievable. It was wild.
Incredible.
And everybody's talking. Then they had somebody out in the car. F San Francisco, F you guys. Like, they were getting, especially on Sunday, the kids were out the car. They were yelling. Like, it's cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
That part was fun.
But we walk out the hotel room, you get these, you know, these little college kids who probably go to UPenn or Villanova, little spoiled brats. Ah, you suck it. Yeah. So I walked up to one of them because one of them was like,
stopped. You didn't even go up to him. You stopped. And he flew back.
And he goes, it's just a game, man. It's just a game. I was like, I know it's just a game. And Shaq's like, come on, man. Come on.
I was like, you got to just keep walking.
Stop, dude.
You got to just keep walking.
Like, come on, man.
That's all you're going to say.
You're not creative. Be creative with the trash talk.
I know.
Anyway.
You know what stinks about the whole thing, man? Another offseason of quarterback talk. Everything's on the table. I hate to be this guy. I just know where this fan base is going. And the other thing is this. Like, people saying that Brock Purdy should have went back into the game. Maybe they should have tried to throw. He literally couldn't physically throw. I knew it. I could see him on the sideline. I said to B, I'm watching him try to warm him. I'm like, the guy cannot throw the ball.
No, he can't
throw the ball. What are we doing here? Like, I just throw my hands up. Like, you're at Josh Johnson in an NFC Championship game, and people are outraged over Shanahan. And yes, I do think he should have challenged that play. That did not make or break the season.
No, it didn't.
The injuries at quarterback ended them.
Man, you brought up quarterbacks and I already have a headache. thinking about it.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers' name, Lamar Jackson's name, Tom Brady's name. There's going to be the Jimmy fanatics. There's going to be the Brock fanatics. There's going to be the Trey Lance hive. Every single quarterback will be mentioned and linked to the 49ers. You just wait and see. You think I'm tripping?
I know you're not tripping. I already have a headache.
Of course.
Thinking about training camp.
Brock Purdy, I started to like get excited, and I'm getting warmed up, and now it's like, oh, he might have a UCL pitcher injury. I said to you last time, I go, if it's the elbow and he can't feel the wrist,
he might be done.
That's a baseball injury. Right. I knew right away, didn't I? I said, this is not good. And then the Schefter news came out, I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
UCL. You called it.
I said, this is a pitcher injury.
You called it.
Because when you can't feel your hand in your wrist, that's really bad.
And you're like, yo, Purdy's in a blue tent. I'm like, why?
Yes.
And we saw Josh Johnson warming up with number 17.
When I saw Juszczyk grab the quarterback tablet, I said, oh, my God. Dude. We have reached an inflection point.
Josh Johnson started warming up. And I looked at you, I said, we must have pissed off the football guy somewhere along our life, somewhere along this trip. The football guy said, nope, you got to watch Josh Johnson lead you to a Super Bowl in an NFC title game in Philadelphia.
It's got a Cleveland Indian feel to it since the Steve Young era, doesn't it? In terms of like knocking on the door, like with the way the baseball team was knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door, and they couldn't get it done. Like it's... Dude, this hurts for Niner fans, man, because we had a great team this year. It was a magical run, and maybe I was delusional enough to think that Brock could go into Philadelphia and at least give them a hellacious game. I'm not saying we would have won the game, because I think that's a tall task. We were the underdogs for a reason.
They didn't get a good whistle yesterday, no doubt.
We didn't even give him like 3.5 quarters of our best fight.
I know.
And that's the part that kills me.
No, shout out to everybody on the Xfinity Bubble text line, YouTube, and Twitch. Look. There were some really good Eagle fans out there. There was. Around our section, really good Eagle fans.
I respect them.
I respect a lot of them.
Yeah.
I do. Then there were some classless ones. And like, look, all these little kids, we're not going to touch them. We're not going to fight. That wasn't going
to
happen.
I don't pay the money I pay to go to a game to fight.
There were like, the 65-year-old, before we left, I go to the urinal, and this guy was in his 60s.
And you're peeing and you're vulnerable with your pants.
He literally put his two fingers in my face. Oh my F you. You're a punk. MFU. Go back to Castro, you little. And like, I can't do anything. Oh, first of all, I'm peeing. And then second, I'm like, what the hell?
The anti-gay slurs that were thrown our way. Honestly, it's like, man, I know people and I know you got so many racist remarks. I was holding you back on all. But I'm like, wow, we're here.
It's unbelievable.
Wow, we're here,
Yeah, we're here. We're there.
And the throwing of stuff, hot dogs, ketchup, spit on, beers.
It was wild.
I got to wash all my stuff again.
415 is sitting above
my
text
whole bag
line.
Smells like beer.
I love you too. Been one hell of a memorable season.
It was.
Bang, bang, Niner game. We had a lot of fun at the Niner tailgate yesterday.
It was a memorable. That's the thing that's going to get lost in the sauce. All the anger, I get it.
The tailgate was so fun.
It was a hell of a fun season.
510, shout out to you two for being in the trenches yesterday. Winning the bowl next year in Raiders home stadium will be sweet. Allegiant Stadium, that would be sweet. The 49er tailgate, that was on South Lawrence Street. We go in there. And it's fun, right? There's a lot of roasters in there. Coach Buck was in the building.
He should have went in for Josh Johnson. He could have read the play sheet quicker.
He had the play sheet. Another dude, I think his name was Carl. Yeah. He had the headset on. It was wild.
Danny Glover's nephew.
So then we walk out. We're like, yo, we're not waiting until 2 o'clock to walk out and march. So we start marching out. Then we saw a dude with a flag. He goes, y'all going right now?
We're going.
He leads the way with the Niner flag.
Thousands of us.
Got two guys on the side with bicycles on the side of us.
Where did the bicycles come from?
I don't know. But I look back and the entire tailgate started watching, walking.
I had chills.
Was like, it gave me chills.
It was.
I was so proud of Niner fans yesterday.
Too.
And then we entered the parking lot. And for some reason, I start going psycho. I start jumping up and down.
For
let's
those
go.
That haven't seen Game of Thrones, the walk of shame, I swear to God, it was the exact same thing. Am I wrong?
Because we go into the parking lot. Now, you see the video on Twitter. It's on our 95.7 Game page, pinned on Twitter. We're walking in, and then everybody's talking and talking their trash. Go home, you losers, blah, blah, blah. Then we make a right, and the walkway becomes thinner.
It was so narrow.
And I'm like, wait, and then we make another right, and then you got to go into this gate. It was like,
only
what?
Two people could fit through the gate. It was such a bottleneck. I was like, this is dangerous, man.
And then we walk through there, and there's another barbed wire fence, and Eagle fans are running up to talk trash.
Cops were doing nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I don't even think we went through metal detectors.
No.
I had a Fiji water. Like, if this was Levi's Stadium, I had this water. Hey, can you please dump that out, sir?
Yes, 100%.
You can't take that in with you. It was in my pocket the whole time I walked through the stadium with it.
No, they had no metal detectors, no nothing.
It was wild.
Nothing. Nothing.
Wild.
Shame.
Oh, shame. Next time we go out here, we have to be about 50,000 deep.
I'll tell you, I need those Orange Park boys from South City. Mike Dacaday, I know you're out there listening. We're mobbing deep. Well, I need you next time.
Well,
I need the goons, actually, Claude.
We may not need the goons. Because if you mess with the wrong people and the brawl breaks out, it's not pretty,
We're
man.
We're all done.
We're all done. Hey, I'm so proud of Worldwide Hef. A guy, he's throwing his beer around, right? And he taps Hef's brim on his hat, slaps it.
Oh, the touching of us was unreal. I was like, come on, stop touching
us. Well, a guy behind us, he started screaming my ear to him. I said, hey. I turned around and said, hey. You want to scream? Don't scream in my eardrum. He said, okay, I got it, pal.
Bro, they were testing Joey Bosa with the phone out. They want you to do something with the phone out.
It was wild. I'm proud of Worldwide Hef. Joey Bosa was ready to snap on him.
By the way, Joey Bosa wearing Niner gear. Bring that man home.
Dude, what he said, the kid said, he goes, you got to pay all those fines. He goes, well, I can afford it. I'm rich. You broke. That was so great.
I love Joey Bosa.
I watched that clip 1,500
times.
I
kept laughing.
Dude, he goes, what are you doing, snatching your butt buddies? Oh, my gosh.
They were trying Joey Bosa.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Let's go to Verducci. Verducci, El Dorado Hills. Verducci, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? First off, I'm glad that you two are alive. Thank you for doing that. I love seeing all the tweets and all the videos that you took showing us the beauty of Philadelphia. But as soon as the game started happening, I was starting to see the tweets of what was happening in the tailgate area and just seeing the classless Philadelphia fans. It's so disappointing, man, and I'm so proud of the Niner faithful because I've been going to games since I've been a little guy, and I've never seen anything like that. Even when the Cowboys used to come into town, it was still keeping it classy, which I always respected about Niners fans. But to the game, it was tough, man. First off, I got to give
him
props. We were on our final quarterback.
Exactly.
And the way that he was able to get here to this point. And B, you know, and Chas, you know, I ride sometimes Shanahan with sometimes his play calling. But you know what? What else were you supposed to do? It wasn't his fault that he had Josh Johnson. That is a management thing. They should have either got, after Mayfield.
Ducci, it was so late.
Kaepernick at this point.
Yeah, but Mayfield was put on waivers.
Fitzpatrick.
And the Rams claimed him.
Yeah, Mayfield was put on waivers, and the Rams have a lower seed, so they would have got him. Like, I hear you. Like, we were. I even asked B. I don't even know who the hell would have been out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Once you're that low on the depth, like, I know people are losing their mind. Maybe you have a third string quarterback.
Right.
Like, who? I'm legit.
I don't know. Thanks for the call, Panucci.
Josh Johnson.
I kept saying this, Shasky, over and over.
I feel so bad for him.
I was just like, Josh Johnson. Hey, you know what?
He was trying to swing hard.
He got hit a couple times.
He was trying to throw it.
Well, Hashard Reddick sacked him, which I don't know why Shanahan. Josh Johnson comes into the game. And Shanahan is short against the backfield and shotguns with Josh Johnson.
And he was shaking.
And I'm just thinking,
that place was rocking.
Just run the ball.
But you know what?
He's trying.
I know everybody's mad about play calling.
I'm not knocking Josh Johnson.
I'm
not knocking Shanahan. But he got sacked by Hassan Reddick, and he fumbled that ball.
Oh, no. Hassan Reddick clearly took the ball from him before he hit the ground. He didn't even get to his back foot on the play action, and he was in the dirt.
Cam Newton would have been nice yesterday, huh?
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Oh,
what's crazy
gosh.
Is from here on out, this is the man. Like, if there's one thing, and this is a minor criticism.
Right.
From here on out, any 50-50 play where you see a receiver, a tight end, or a running back from the opposing team say, let's hurry it up.
Throw the flag.
I don't even care if you burn it. From here on out as a Niner fan, just throw the flag.
888-957-9570 is the Xfinity Mobile text line, and that is the hotline. What's the most frustrating part about yesterday? If you could take one thing, what was the most frustrating aspect of that football game?
Well, Brock getting hurt.
Was Brock getting hurt?
On the sixth play.
Was it the defense?
Of the offense.
Becoming unhinged yesterday in the second half?
What do you expect? I mean, I'm not trying to condone negative. Like, there are a lot of unsportsmanlike, unclassy actions that I'm not trying to condone. I get the frustration, though.
Dude.
I get it. The team's rubbing it in your face. You're in a hostile environment. You don't even, you're down to your fourth quarterback, fifth at that point because he got hurt. Brock comes back. You can't even throw a four pass.
I can't believe Javon Kinlaw played that poorly. The clips of him just getting...
And Bosa's out there with basically a torn groin.
Fred Warner's got a pinched nerve in his neck.
It was so bad on special teams. I said to you right after it happened, I go, I think Bosa got wiped out on that play. He was standing on the sidelines.
I saw it from a mile away.
I couldn't believe it. And then he's like, he comes back in the game and he's like grabbing his thigh. I go, something happened. And then come to find out he got like depleted into the thigh. On the sidelines.
Hey, Spadoni, man, play that clip of Bosa getting hurt when standing on the sideline.
I couldn't believe that.
Let me know when you have it. Bosa spoke about it. All right, let's go ahead and play that, Spadoni.
That was kind of a sign of a rough day when you get hurt on the sideline. I got a cleat an inch or two into my leg. So,
oh, my God.
That hurt. I was fighting through, though. I don't think it affected me too much. You're going through a lot at this time of the year, so you just have to keep on going.
Play it again.
One more time.
It's kind of a sign of a rough day when you get hurt on the sideline.
I mean, my God. He was standing there next to Shanahan, and the gunner is coming down the sideline, and he's getting thrown. He's grabbing face masks, and a cleat goes into his thigh. I said to Bud, I think he broke his leg. Wiped out.
That's not funny, but it's funny.
I don't even know what to say. That's how bad the day was.
I love Daker.
Heads are falling off.
Daker, I love Daker, right? We all love Daker here. And sometimes I think he's absolutely out of his mind. But he's been saying for 3 years, you got to get the Bosa Bros together.
He's right.
I'm telling you, get the Bosa Bros together. And then you watched the video yesterday and you tweeted out, I want the Bosa Bros together. You know what? I'm here for it.
Heads are falling.
100%. So he was wearing a Niner gear like he was
him.
A Niner.
Trade everything.
You know
for him.
He don't want to be in LA.
No,
with the Chargers.
Come to us. He's come wearing all Niner gear.
Dude, he told him, I can afford it. I'm rich. And you're broke.
It's the only fun thing to happen out of that game Joey Bosa going into the stadium.
Can you play? It kind of was a sign of things to come, Nick Bosa. God, he's so funny. Spadoni, you got the clip again. Play the Bosa clip one more time before we go back out to the lines, man. One more time.
It was kind of a sign of a rough day when you get hurt on the sideline.
Save that for the board for the rest of our life.
Oh my God.
Do you have the George Kittle sound where George Kittle's asked a question about the fourth quarterback and he's like looking at whoever. I don't even know who asked the question.
He looked at him like, are you kidding me? BJ39 is the
play
cut.
That one.
How's that feel to lose in the NFC Championship game because I don't have a quarterback? Pretty shitty, to be honest. Yeah, that's about it.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah,
That's exactly how I feel, Kittle. Dude, I love Kittle.
Dude, Joshua fumbled the snap. Ugh. Shasky, it was the only time I sat down in the game, and I just looked at the ground.
I know.
And Shasky's trying to hype me up at halftime. It's not over. I'm like, dude, in my head, I'm like, Josh is really going to lead us back from a two. And it's not his fault. It really isn't.
And they got stops.
And they got stops.
That's the crazy thing.
Over and over. Philly did nothing special. They had 269 total yards. Jalen Hurts, 15 to 25, 121 yards, had no zip on the ball. Right? No zip on the ball. They did nothing special offensively. The whole thing that their offense is going to be reminiscent of the Bill Walsh West Coast offense couldn't be farther from the truth.
Well, they didn't have to do anything special yesterday.
They didn't.
The reality is they didn't have to. They didn't need to. Now, I will say this. Sirianni running Jalen Hurts late in that game.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Gibson came in looking for all the smoke, popped him right in the forearm and the shoulder. I said, woo, that's it. And then he ran it again.
Dude, Sirianni needs to be humbled bad. I hope Andy Reid cooks his ass in the Super Bowl. Let's go to Matt in Walnut Creek.
What's up, Matt?
What's happening?
I'm hurting.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'll sit next to you guys at the game.
Oh, yeah, Matt, right, row three. Yeah, right below us.
Yeah.
Did you get home?
Did you get home safely?
Yeah. Nah, I'm sitting outside the hotel right now, about to go to the airport, but I didn't get a chance to tell you guys after the game because I was so distraught, but walking through that Lions den with you guys was something unreal that I'll never forget. And it was a great season, and I'm glad I did it.
Hey, man, that was the most insane walk-in of all time. Would you agree?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Nothing I've ever experienced. I'd do it all over again.
I would, too. I loved it. I'm so proud of Niner fans for the way they repped yesterday.
Yeah.
They wore their gear. We weren't taking off our gear. We weren't going to wear jackets over our jersey. The hell?
I know.
Who do you think we're punks? Like, they basically did think we're punks. That's what they called us all week long.
Unbelievable.
Let's go to Coach at SF.
I can't believe we lost that way.
Coach, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, morning, fellas. Just wanted to touch on something real quick.
Yeah.
As a Niners fan, I didn't come away completely discouraged after yesterday's loss. It was heartbreaking. Don't get me wrong. But as you guys mentioned, they didn't need to do anything special. the blown call on Devontae Smith drop on fourth down led to seven.
Yeah.
Purdy getting hurt. Eagles made a play. Hassan Reddick made a play. You know, kudos to them. But that did give them a short field that they got seven on. The Josh Johnson drop snap, that was another seven. Mm-hmm. And the fourth down roughing the punter call.
Oh, dude, that one killed me.
He literally gave them 28.
I know.
Literally assisted them in that win.
Right.
So as a Niners fan, I'm not discouraged. I don't feel like the Eagles got the hand over us, and I'd love to see them again.
I would love
to see them. They're public enemy number one from here on out.
Yeah, I agree.
At least for the next 5 years, they're public enemy number one.
Well, and quite frankly, we've got to find an answer for Gainwell. I thought Gainwell was the X factor of the game yesterday.
AJ
Brown made a couple of plays, but nothing serious. I thought Gainwell was the difference in the game.
He changed the game. Lane Johnson false starting on almost every snap.
I saw a lot of like O-linemen tweeting out like, well, that's how you play the game. You get like a fraction of a second ahead of time. I don't know, man. It felt a little off to me.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild.
And on the Josh Johnson fumble, both McGlinchey and Trent Williams jumped early.
Yep.
That play should have been blown dead.
And boy, did we need a penalty on that play. Out of all the times to not call a penalty, you don't call a penalty on that play. That game flipped right then and there. They're roughing it to the punter. I knew they were going to call roughing with the way that game was being officiated.
He was getting pushed from behind. He beat his man.
It was running, and the punter flopped.
I know.
We just saw the same thing from Wisnowski last week against the Cowboys. Get no call.
I know.
So it's not why they lost the game, but we talked about it in the first quarter, Shasky. 50-50 calls.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to get home field advantage. And forget playing these NFC title games on the road.
Well, and they're early in the game. Jalen fumbled the ball. What's his face? Like, in terms of a snap.
Right.
And then, what's the running back's name?
Come on. Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders also had a little wobbly play.
Right.
And, like, there were moments in the game where there were opportunities early for the Niners to seize that fourth down opportunity. And they didn't take advantage of it.
No doubt. Let's go to Rob in the Bay Area. Rob, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I heard you guys on 94.1 WIP in Philadelphia last week, and I heard you guys commenting about taking over the link. I was there, and I just wanted to say I hardly saw any red jerseys.
Hey, that was a slam dunk, dog.
Yeah.
Hope you feel good waiting for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's Eagle fans in a nutshell. They got little peanut brains. You know what I'm saying? Their brains operate like this. It's like the little hamster right in the wheel. The hamster sleeps sometimes. It sleeps in the middle of the night. And all of a sudden, the hamster starts rolling. I'm like, oh, I got something here. E-A-G-L-E-L-S. Ah, you didn't take over. Ha ah, ha, you're punk. Clowns, man. This is the most classless fan base I've ever met in my life.
I'll give that guy props, though. Like, he disguised himself really well. He said, yeah, I'm Rob from the Bay Area. Is that the game? It's like, oh, were the fans nice to you? He's like, nah, they weren't. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, you sound like a Niner fan. So give him props.
Hey, whatever.
Hey, Loveman, it's all good.
It's all good.
I'm hurting so bad,
right.
Nobody can, like, drag me any lower.
Once you're
in the bottom of the bottom,
right.
There's nowhere to go
but up.
We were
in it. Well, no,
if you're going to be a lousy fan like that, like, can you at least be, like, creative or something? Like, if you're going to be lousy, I want to be at least loud. Like, that guy was good. Like, that guy was creative. I give that guy.
Here's the funny part.
In a world of ones and zeros, that guy was a four.
And they're proving everything that we've been saying.
Yeah, everything.
And this is on a scale of 1 to 10, by the way.
Let's go to Richie San Jose. Richie San Jose, before we hit the break. Rich, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Gentlemen, good morning. I'm hurting this morning, too. I'm glad you guys made it out of there all right. To answer your question from a few minutes ago about what irks me the most about yesterday, I mean, things happened. Brock got hurt, and then... Jersey number 17. That happens. But what bothered me the most about the end of that game were all the liberties that the Eagles were taking on the field. That whole fight started because dudes were blocking well past the whistle.
Goddard in particular.
Around, and they finally got the smoke. They finally pissed off Trent Williams enough to where Trent's like, nah, I'm done. Here we go. Choke slam. We're out. But what I really called in about was about 20 minutes ago on Old and Busted, Tim Redden said something about a platoon quarterback system, and I called in maybe a week and a half ago to Will and Dibby and said that's exactly what the Niners need to do with the talent that they have with Trey Lance. They can't just let him stand there and hold a clipboard. He's got to get in there and do something. And what New Orleans does with Taysom Hill with far less talent and far less of a offensive coordinator, as in Kyle Shanahan, that you can't just let this man stand on the side. And I want to hear what you guys have to say about
that. Well, here's what I would say. Like, it's so difficult because they got this far, what felt like above average. Like, I think Brock was really good. Was he elite? Great. I know there's a lot of metrics and numbers.
He's really good.
Yeah, but you watch Burrow and Mahomes. Come on.
It's a whole different ball game.
Face those guys.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, watching what I saw with Burrow, and Burrow threw two picks in that game. everyone in the league outside of the Chiefs is trading their quarterback
right.
for Burrow.
Yep.
Maybe a couple others.
Maybe Buffalo.
Maybe Buffalo. Okay, but like I'm looking at that. I'm like, God damn. I'm watching Mahomes on one leg, Bonte, with the arm talent that he has and the field vision and what he's doing. And it's like, we feel so remedial in comparison. Right. And Brock was awesome. I'm not here to bash right. Brock at all.
But it's light years away.
It's just hard to again, watch.
So Shanahan's coached 9 playoff games in his career.
Yes.
He's 6-3. Again, you can make the argument that he's had the inferior quarterback in all 9 of those games.
I think that's fair.
How crazy is that?
It is.
And he's 6-3, and he's had the inferior quarterback possibly in all 9 of those playoff games.
And this is why I am not criticizing Shanahan at all.
No,
now, the challenge play, yes, I wanted him to challenge
right.
it. But, like, that didn't make or break this game.
No doubt. No
all
doubt.
Right? And stop calling in trying to rip Shanahan.
Clock. All right, more phone calls coming up as we wrap up the show. That's what's coming up on a game sponsored by CalHope.org and the Department of Healthcare Services. The Red and Go Reaction is also brought to you by Boxer and Gerzer, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, man. We're going to get to these calls here in a second. Uncle Gene, that guy, and we got a special call we'll get to right off the rip here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The tone for the last segment, The Red and Gold Reaction, brought to you by San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Visit sfsheriff.com and apply today. Are you ready for this call, Shasky?
Who is it?
It's Juicy Fremont.
Oh, let's hear it.
Juicy Fremont, what's up?
I was like, where are we going?
My brothers, let me tell you something. There's a saying that goes, it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on. I'm not going to come on your beautiful show and act like a Browns fan and just say I was just happy just to get to the championship. I'm going to say something. You know, there's this one thing that bothered me yesterday. The one play that I think that changed the whole game and was probably the future of the franchise. Why was Tyler Kroft blocking a Pro Bowler in Hassan Reddick? I mean, I would have rather had Stephen Croft, the former 60-minute producer, block Reddick, or Laura Croft, the Tomb Raider character, block Hassan freaking Reddick. I mean, right now, you know, they're talking about quarterbacks in the future. It don't matter if you bring freaking Jesus was available. The fact is, we need to address the line to protect whoever is the quarterback of the future. And yesterday, let me say something. I was not impressed by this so-called Eagles RP crap offense. I mean, they did nothing to impress me to show me that they were the freaking better team or the future of this league. But I do want to say this to you two, my brothers. Thank you for repping for all of us out on the Bay. You know, you guys looking lovely with your SF shirts, even though it's in San Francisco. But to me, you two are sucker-free. God bless and have a beautiful day.
Love you, Juice. Brother.
Thank you, Juice. Love you, man.
I needed
love
that. You. I needed that.
Needed that uplifting right there, Juice.
Hey, the O-line, he's right. B, you went through four quarterbacks this year. You could say, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah. Each guy did something to get themselves hurt. I hate that narrative. Got themselves hurt. Bro, you got to keep the quarterback upright every single year. Think about it. 2017, Hoyer didn't stay healthy. Beathard didn't stay healthy. Jimmy got lucky at the last five games. Right. He stayed healthy. 2018, Jimmy went down. All right?
Beathard went down again, I think. And then Mullins got the snaps.
Exactly. And then 2019, Jimmy stayed healthy. I don't know how. He stayed healthy. All right, they did a great job. 2020, injuries again at the quarterback position. 2021, injuries again at the quarterback position. 2022,
injuries galore.
I mean, like, there is something to be said there. They're going to have to reimagine this offensive line. I love the two young guys, Burford and Banks. I love Trent Williams, right tackle and center.
Quietly, Burford being hurt. And I don't even have the official Lubman. If you can give me the official injury report on Spencer Burford, why was he in? Why was he out? Burford was out for a long, long time. They missed him.
Yeah.
They missed him.
They needed size. Yes. When you watch the Eagles warm up, you realize how massive they are.
They are massive. They're huge. They warmed up right in front of us, Shasky.
Humongous.
Fletcher Cox. The rookie, what was his name? Davis.
Jared Davis?
Something like that.
It's Jared Davis.
Dabakid Sue.
He's humongous.
Linval Joseph. Hargraves.
Yeah. Joseph's
they were humongous. Brandon Graham was the smallest dude.
I know.
The smallest.
Montez Sweat. I mean, they have so many guys.
Oh, my gosh. They're so big. And this was a concern before the season, the offensive line. Now, they got better. They worked well as a unit.
Yeah.
But it reared its ugly head the last 2 weeks against some top-notch defenses in the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike McGlinchey probably played his last game as a 49er.
It's hard to find right tackles. I can't. He's a liability in the pass game. That's just what he is.
It's a passing lead.
I know.
Look, the Niners can get all these leads, but when you fall behind, do they have the type of offense that can come back and rally?
No.
They don't.
No. I mean,
and you need passing offensive linemen, too. You need a guy who can combo.
I know.
A combo offensive lineman.
I know.
Then you got to get the passing game, so you need a third down receiver.
Yes.
You need some speed down the field. They took not one shot down the field. One shot they're going to take down the field, Brock Purdy gets hurt.
I know.
And Brandon Ayuk, and he was wide open.
He had him. And they're not attacking downfield enough. I mean, even Jalen just stepped back and threw up a couple lobs.
It threw like seven passes downfield. Just to stretch the defense out and make them concerned that, hey, we're going to take the top off the defense.
I know.
The Niners need to start taking the top off the defense.
And that's not a snap judgment on this singular game, more what's been going on over the last couple of weeks. And it just, damn, man. Six plays. I mean, we got six plays.
Of Brock Purdy.
Six plays.
Let's go to Uncle Gene out there in Oakland. Uncle Gene, then we're going to get to everybody on here. We got Xfinity Fast 5 coming up.
Josh, I keep saying Montez.
Yeah, it's Montez
Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat. We're thinking about the guy from Washington.
In Washington. Sweat's nice, too.
He's like, and the NFC East is coming. That division is coming.
Oh.
We're about to have old school rivals again, like the late 80s, early 90s, with the Niners and the Cowboys, Eagles, and Commanders, and the Giants.
I mean, the Giants have draft picks and they have money.
Yep, and so do Seattle. They got two top 20 picks.
I know.
So Seattle's like, NFC is going to be, oh my gosh. Uncle Gene in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. First of all, I'm really relieved that you guys came back in one piece. I was really worried, like a lot of the roasters, about what might happen once you left the stadium. So congrats to you guys for showing restraint and for repping us Niner fans as well as you did.
We tried, Gene. It was so difficult.
Anyways, as far as the game goes, you asked what was most frustrating. What was most frustrating is that we never had a chance to show what we could do.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost our quarterback after six plays. You know, they beat us in the trenches. That That's a concern, obviously. Yep. Is, you know, we need some serious help on the O-line, some on the D-line. But, you know, as far as the quarterback, you mentioned that maybe we've had the inferior quarterback in all of these games that we've lost in the playoffs. I don't think you can say that about yesterday. Excuse me. Once again, we didn't have a chance to show what Purdy could do. And I wasn't all that impressed with Jalen Hurts.
No.
He didn't look like any MVP candidate to me. I mean, he was missing his receivers all over the place, and he finally started to run in garbage time. So, you know, I don't think this team is miles ahead of us. I think we tweak a few things, strengthen the lines. Next year, get the number one, win the division, get the number one seed. And play those bums here and see what happens.
Well, I think the other big takeaway for me, just as I take a step back and look at the league as a whole, and like, it's great that you got running quarterbacks and mobile quarterbacks. You have to win from the pocket.
You
have to be able to step up, climb up into the pocket, and deliver that. That's still tried and true in these physical, outdoor, cold weather games. Mm-hmm. And Jalen was awesome this year. He might be the MVP. I don't know. And he's awesome. But he's going to have to be able to throw from the pocket. And if he wants to stay healthy throughout the entirety of an entire year, like, being a running quarterback has its limitations. Lamar got hurt. Mahomes running around. Now, he's a pocket guy. He's banged up. We've seen Jalen. He took a shot in that game. Trey Lance.
But you know what
else? You got to throw from the pocket.
My other big takeaway, and it rings true every single season.
Point of attack?
Line of scrimmage.
I know.
Who's going to win the line of scrimmage? Eagles won the line of scrimmage yesterday on both sides of the football.
Yes.
They started running the football and getting chunk plays. Yeah. Gainwell was good. Miles Sanders got into the end zone twice. Boston Scott, they won the trenches both sides of the football. You think about the Chiefs and Bengals game. Chris Jones had a monster day.
Especially in the end of that game.
Burrow got sacked four times in the first quarter and a half. They couldn't get going.
I know.
You have to win in the trenches in playoff football. Well, that's what it comes down to. You control the line of scrimmage, you're going to win a lot of football games. The Niners got punked on the line of scrimmage yesterday.
Well,
I can't unsee McGlinchey.
Yeah.
I can't unsee Brunskill. I can't unsee Javon Kinlaw.
Brendel.
The Javon Kinlaw pick may be one of the more disappointing picks in the last 10 years.
I mean,
it's up there.
He's hurt, I mean, and then when he's out there, he's not very good.
Mike McGlinchey, Solomon Thomas.
I mean, these are all first-round picks.
These are all first-round picks.
Everyone's losing their mind about Trey Lance. Think about these three picks, okay? Reuben Foster, who's trying to make a comeback at some point. All right, Solomon Thomas, actually four of them. And then McGlinchey and Javon Kinlaw. That's four bad first-round picks. Yep.
Trey Lance has already done more than those four players combined in a Niner uniform.
He won a big game for them last year. Now, McGlinchey's had moments, but like, let's call it what it is. Like, him making $10 million this year, I told you when they picked up his fifth year, I said, you can sign up for 2 years for $10
million. Yeah, no doubt.
That's bad money.
Xfinity Fast 5 coming up at 8:50. Xfinity Fast 5 coming up here in the morning. Russ, let's go to Jim. He's at the airport right now in Philadelphia. Jim, what's happening?
How you doing? Excuse me. Yeah, I'm on my way back to San Francisco. Couple observations on yesterday's game. I was at the game. It's a shame the way it actually turned out. But a couple quick things. Number one, you know, going into the game, everybody thought the San Francisco weakness was going to be going against their two wideouts. And really, they kind of held Smith and Brown, I thought, pretty much in check.
I agree.
Tarvarius Ward, his best game in the playoffs and his best game in a long time.
Lenore was doing a good job, I thought.
They didn't even test Lenore.
And they were on an island.
Yep.
And yet, if you would have told me that the Eagles were going to score four rushing touchdowns against us, I would have said, no way. It happened.
I know. And to be honest, they could have ran for a lot more had they stuck there to the guns. I thought they threw in times. They were two touchdowns, and they were throwing. I was like, why?
Well, Sirianni, he's going to get beat like that. He gets a little arrogant. Their bread and butter is the running game.
Yes.
They had Jalen Hurts out there dropping back, throwing bombs and throwing it. Jalen was not right.
No.
That was a good performance by the Niners defense. Now, it became unhinged in the second half. Penalties galore. It broke down, man. There was some tough calls against them. You challenge that play on 4th-and-3 early in the game, maybe the outcome is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Maybe you're in the game a lot longer. I don't know. But it just, that play, Devontae Smith, the non-challenge, the Jimmy Ward pass interference, to me, changed the tenor of the football game.
Even on the Brock, so we haven't even talked about this, the Brock play where he gets hurt.
Right.
Okay, to me, you called it on the field
an incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass. I didn't, now this is just me, I didn't hear any of the broadcasts and them talking, but they showed the replay over and over. It looked so 50-50. Whatever the call was on the field should have stood in my estimation. Now, I'd love to hear somebody else who was watching at home and got to hear all of whoever, Pereira, whoever the heck the official guy was that was in the booth. To me, whatever the call was on the field should have stuck. So had they said fumble, I would have been fine with that.
Right.
But the fact that they said they overturned it, I didn't see the evidence in it.
But you know what? The Niners were able to make a stop right there.
I know, but that was a huge play.
And it was a huge defensive stand by that defense to keep the game at 7-0. The Niners were lucky to enter the second quarter down 7-0.
I was saying, can we just get 14-7 at halftime? We'll get the ball back. Let's just run some clock here. I will take 14-7. Yeah. And when it got to 21-7, and they were going to go for two, I don't know what he was doing there.
He was trying to run it up.
That made no sense, but... Oh, God, that sequence, that second quarter sequence was just a nightmare. After the CMC touchdown where he broke a million tackles.
And the Eagles basically had the ball for the rest of the half.
Yeah.
They basically had the football for the rest of the half.
Penalty extended drive.
Think about that. They ran 7 minutes off the clock to make it 14-7, got the ball right back.
I know.
And ran the rest of the minute and a half, whatever they had on that final possession to score a touchdown.
The defense was gassed.
They were done at that point.
They were gassed.
They were done. Let's go to... Mondo and Fremont. Mondo, then we'll get to that guy, Joe, and Marcus. Mondo, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing, man? Good morning. Good. Hey, I just want to touch on the experience being out there in Philadelphia, man. Great experience, man. I was out there. I was doing that march. Now, I was at a different tailgate. I was at this tailgate that it was a few blocks down the way at this warehouse. And then we marched over into the field as well. We took over this whole intersection and went right into the field. And
you were with us with the flag, right?
Experience.
Was there a guy leading the way with the flag? We were in that same march.
Okay. So it was the same one because I don't remember crossing through barbed wire or something.
No. We didn't cross any
barbed wire. No. We didn't do that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, that was a great experience. So, you know, crossing the whole intersection when we just took over that thing, that was amazing, man. And then, you know, like you said, you know, touching back on these fans, man, we got so much crap ourselves. I went out there by myself, man, and met good people out there, man, and, you know, hung out. And, you know, anyways, I took off on Saturday night, took the red eye, and then got back early this morning, and now I'm back to work. So I did one of those all-nighters.
Wow.
You're a savage.
Respect. Back to
work, man. But it was a great experience, man. I'll do it again, and... it's just the experience, man, that to me, it's what I'm going to take forever.
Hey, on the real, I mean this with all my heart. Niners got one of the most loyal fan bases in sports.
No,
that's one thing that was cemented to me. Seeing the passion from people showing up and repping their colors, I love this fan base. It can be crazy. It can be delusional.
Right. But it ain't Philadelphia. I tell you that much. They ain't scumbags. This fan base is loyal to the soil. Niner fans represent hard. And they keep it classy for the most part. Yeah, we'll talk some trash, but we're not going to... tell people and flip you the double birds
throwing
because you're wearing an opposing jersey.
Throwing hot dogs,
confetti.
You and I have walked through that stadium parking lot at Levi's how many times?
Millions of times.
Okay. Now, if you're
Candlestick Park, too.
Yeah, we don't throw beers on people as they're walking through. We might give them some, you know, BS, talk a little smack, but like throwing stuff, running up to people and getting right in their face, grabbing them, man.
I mean, boy.
And then their on-air host going on and bragging about it when they ain't even nowhere near that parking lot.
No doubt. Oh, man, let's go back. We got Xfinity Fast 5 coming up in 2 minutes, and we're going to have a short crosstalk. We got a flight to catch to get back to the Bay Area.
A long day.
Man, it's going to be a long flight and a long day after the Niners get beat in the NFC title game 31-7. Again, to me, that sequence there, the Eagles go 14 plays, 75 yards, 3 first down penalties. They take up 6 minutes. 53 seconds off the clock. In real time, it was 13 minutes and 24 seconds. It's a lot of time to be on that field playing defense. Bosa was in and out. Armstead was in and out.
Yeah.
Then the Niners get the ball back. They run 25 seconds off the clock. Eagles get the ball right back. Defense is on the field way too long in that stretch, and that was a football game.
That Jimmy Ward PI.
It changed the tenor of the game.
AJ looks like he's the one who engages contact with two hands on the shoulder. I thought it was within 5 yards. You thought it was within 5 yards. That's just a rough penalty because they got the stop.
Because not only did they get the stop, the crowd had lemon booty.
Yes.
Trust me on that. I know Eagle
it was
fans.
Dead
they
silent.
Freak out very early in games. And they were calling out Nick. They were getting ticked off. They were not happy. And they were getting uneasy. And even if you don't score on that possession, it's a 7-7
game.
It's
a tighter game.
You punt it back. I thought Wisnowski did a really good job with the punting game.
Yeah.
Pinning the Eagles deep a couple times.
He did.
You punt. All of a sudden, the Eagles get the ball back. Maybe it's 3 minutes. Maybe it's 2 minutes to change. All of a sudden, they got to go the length of the field to get some points. But, hey, you're down one possession. Instead, the worst case scenario happened. Josh Johnson fumbles the snap. Eagles get the ball back. Oh, it's 21-7. And we're sitting there at halftime thinking, as DJ Jazzy Jeff was on the performing
and
at
I
halftime.
I love DJ Jazzy Jeff.
It was not a good performance. No. We're thinking to ourselves, is Josh Johnson going to rally us from a 14-point deficit?
I said to you, if Shanahan finds a way to win this game, you're like lifetime contract.
Yeah, give him a five-year deal right now. 5 years on top of whatever he's got left.
Josh Johnson fumble. Okay, so they're scrambling. They're right near. We see it at an angle that the television doesn't even see it. We're looking at him, and they can't even get the play in, and he's not even looking at the snap as it comes in, poor guy. Then the ball falls. It was slow motion. And I'm like, jump on it. And he tried to pick it back up, and I'm like, no. And I saw the season going away right then and there, and you just dropped to the seat.
Yeah, I didn't watch his finality to play. Once they start serving for the ball, I sat down and said, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. Maybe I manifested it. I don't know. But it happened.
You know what that was? That was the moment in Saving Private Ryan in slow motion where the knife's going through his heart.
Oh man. That was a rough sequence. That was rough. All right, let's get to it, man. It's 8:50, 11:50 on the West Coast. Actually, 11:51 on the East Coast, excuse me. 8:51 on the West Coast. It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh my God. All right, let's do it. That guy, SF, start us off. Xfinity Fast Five, what you got?
Hey, fellas, I just want to... Thanks for repping the Bay. And don't listen to those haters out there. They say that you guys are 0-2. You know what? Third time's a charm. Make sure you get out there next year. And listen to this. We're going back there to Lincoln next year, to the Link. The Niners are playing the Eagles. And I already got my PNC. My cousin works there. I'm going to the game. We're 8 deep. And if they lose, the Eagles lose, we're wearing Got Andy t-shirts. So come at 108. We want that smoke. Let's go. Bang, bang,
bang, again. All right, that guy. Let's go to John in Oakland. John, what's happening?
We lost.
John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Man, I just wanted to say good game. Sorry about what happened to y'all. I live in Oakland, but I'm from north of Philadelphia, so I'm an Eagles fan, but like, tough game on you guys. I literally thought it was real close that first quarter, and then after that, I was just like, the game just went away, and it just never came back for you guys.
I know.
Yeah, no, it got away. It got away in a hurry. And some of those Eagle fans who called 94 WIP last week said the game was going to be over halftime. Well, you know what? They were right.
They were
the game
was over at halftime. We got to kind of wear that one.
The game was over at halftime.
Put that crimson red L.
But not because they were getting blown out. Because the guy behind us, what did he say? He goes, you know, this has a 45-7 feel to it before kickoff. I was like, stop, dude.
Well, it almost was.
It almost was for all the wrong reasons. For all the wrong reasons.
I mean, you got to laugh, man. You got to laugh at this
Joe
point.
Joe is San Jose, Xfinity Fast Five. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, baby?
First off, I want to give you guys props, man. All you guys from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You guys.
Thank you.
You guys represent the Bay in any sport there is. But now let's get to the facts. I'm not a Niner fan, but I got robbed yesterday. I got robbed because all week, you guys whooped my team last week. I told everybody at work, there's going to be two bulls locking heads, and they're going to bang each other to death. And when the quarterback went out, I just felt like, you know, I don't like the Niners, but I'm like, man, they're getting robbed in this game. I mean, you can't win the Kentucky Derby when your horse has three legs. It's impossible. But I wanted you guys to get in there and get your mix. And you know, I got love for Purdy, man. That little dude, he's just intelligent, and he does what he needs to do.
Let me just say that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I kept telling Bonte off to the side, off air, he's so small. He's so small. What's it going to be like if he gets rocked? Like, I worry about it. He didn't even get rocked. It's the way his right. arm was coming. That could have happened to anybody. But I feared that this something happening, and I just feel so bad for him that it happened that way, in that game, in that moment. And now we got to pray that this is like a week's injury, not a month's to a year injury. I worry because the fact that he can't grip and he can't feel his wrist, that's baseball. So right away, I go, damn it. This could be Tommy John.
So next year will be year 7 of the Shanahan era,
and
correct?
We still might not have a QB.
You still don't know who the QB is. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It's wild. Let's go to Marcus out here in Philly. Marcus, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What up, though? What up?
What's up, Marcus? Bosworth?
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby? Way to represent yesterday.
Yeah, you were repping hard. Hey, how wild was that walk-in?
Man, that was wild, man. Never seen nothing like it, man.
Crazy, feel me?
Philly fans, man. Ah, man. Trash.
It's a tough one, Marcus.
I know. I'm
hurting,
bro.
Same time as out. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say at this point, man. That's a tough one.
He was repping hard yesterday.
Marcus reps hard. Him and his whole crew.
Yeah, they repped hard.
Marcus is a good dude, man.
Really
we love
good
him.
Guy.
A real roaster.
Thanks for calling,
he was out
man.
There in that intersection jumping up and down with me. He was hyped. That walk to Lincoln Financial Field.
It was insane.
It was legendary. And we went into the belly of the beast. Boy, it was a beast, man.
I will give them this. They did say they ain't never seen a fan base do what we did with the march walking.
They did say.
They said they'd never seen that.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, Mitchell Ness also said gear sells like the Niner gear outside of Eagle gear.
Yeah, and they said even the Cowboys don't sell like the Niners.
Which is crazy.
That's what Mitchell Ness said.
By the way,
Mitchell Ness, when are you going to sponsor the show?
Yeah, shout out to
Josh. I'm going to hit them up.
Shout out to Josh and Jason Dumas.
Yes.
Putting us in touch with a guy named Josh, and Dumas hooked it up. Well, Dumas is an Eagles fan. I know.
Today's not the day to give Dumas love, but eventually I will because he knows I love him, and thank you, but damn you.
That was a Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Tough one as the Niners lose the NFC title game for the second year in a row, 31-7 in Philadelphia. They lost their quarterback. They lost their fourth straight quarterback. They had to go back to Purdy. He couldn't throw a pass. It was a rough one, as we got Dan Dibley in the building.
Dan Dibley here.
Squirt.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Let me just say, as Mark is unfurling his headphones, thank you, congratulations, and man, on behalf of all of the fans out here, all the faithful to the Bay who couldn't make it out there, you guys did the damn thing. You represented. Your video of your walk-in with all of those jabroni Philly fans,
dips.
Double bird, throwing beer, all the rest of it, and the fact that you guys never flinched, you never winced, I'm very proud. You know, Butcher, you know me. You know me. I've been a little bit tough on both of you individually and collectively. But when I saw yesterday, and really all weekend, but yesterday, when I saw you two doing the damn thing,
thank you, Dibs.
Representing Boxer and Gerson, 95.7 The Game, and everybody in the Bay Area, I was like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you, boys, for going out there and doing the
appreciate
damn thing.
That, Dibs.
Hey, you know,
appreciate
Dibs, that. On that same note, like, I was taught a long, long time ago, you know, I've told you about my past. I've done some bad things that I truly regret. And, like,
you fought more than I have.
It's why I'm the way I am now. You know what I'm saying?
And Knuckles Shasky, they call him.
I said it takes more power and strength to not engage and do something stupid because that's our careers. And not only that, don't be a lowlife. You know what I mean? Like, conduct yourself the right way. And it was so difficult watching B take on because they were coming at him with some stuff. It was disgusting.
Right.
And like I just kept pushing him forward. I was like, bro, you got to just show strength and get out of here. And it was great to see Niner fans.
It's something that's never experienced.
I swear to God, I mean this sincerely.
Right.
had Niner fans, and you know how flavorful our parking lot can be.
Yes.
If we did that, what you saw there, the way CNN would cover that is totally different than the way like we're covering this.
And I don't want to like make this about race, but it comes down to being a bit of a racial thing.
It is.
Because all the faces that you were showing on your video,
God,
I mean, mostly, and I say this affectionately, a lot more Butcher Boys than there were Bontes.
Yes.
And so, in terms of the coverage therein, I get it. And you know what? This is why Bonte's the king. Because when you're the king, when you have that regal nature, don't you shake your head at me, Bonte Hill.
Nah, I'm not the king.
Dude, man. I got love for you, Bonte. Both you boys. And, you know, and Mark will weigh in on this.
Hey, Mark.
Watching it on TV, the pain that we felt as TV viewers, it's like, man, I'm watching with my girl supper. And she's like, this isn't good, is it? And I'm like, no, sweetheart, this is actually really bad.
Is this what it's supposed to look like?
No, it's not what it's supposed to look like.
Where's that
from? I got a text from my sister, Brittany, during the game saying, who's this Josh Johnson guy? I don't like him. I'm like, Brittany, he's the 4th-string quarterback.
Oh, man.
It's just an emergency. Like, what are we supposed to do here?
Did everybody else have that push-pull where you're like, I really want to get really ticked right now at Josh Johnson,
but
we're not allowed to get that? Totally unfair to get mad at Josh. I will say one thing. My man, you're an adult, and you have 4 chances to pick up a ball. Just pick up the ball. Was outside of that, though, come on, man. Like, how many quarterbacks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop? Like, for crying out loud. And it finally got to the center of the Tootsie Pop, and the thing got eaten, you know?
Mark, that's a 4. He comes in. We're watching it. We're right near the blue tent, okay? We're in the 4th row. We had great seats. It was amazing.
It's a busy blue tent.
We were so close to the blue tent.
Very busy. It was up the entire first half.
Dibs, I swear to God, they put a cement foundation in it by the second quarter because this thing was permanent. And I watched Purdy, and I go to Bonte. I think it might be Josh Johnson time. I can't believe this.
He started warming up.
And Bonte goes, no way Josh Johnson is coming into this game.
Dude, I kept looking up Dibs and Willard. Now it's just like,
drive.
Josh Johnson.
He kept saying
NFC title game. To go to the Super Bowl, Josh Johnson.
Yeah. Okay.
What did we do to piss off the football gods?
Raise your hand.
Guru here.
Raise your hand if this thought, momentarily, when they tie the game 7-7, does the thought cross your mind,
yes,
we're going to go for 2 weeks into will Jimmy be healthy in time to face the Kansas City Chiefs again?
Well, said,
did it cross your mind?
No, absolutely.
The CMC touchdown, I turned to Bonte and go, who do you start next week? Jimmy, Brock, or Josh Johnson?
I go, Shanahan, if they win this game, give Shanahan a 10-year extension.
Lifetime
deal. I mean, for a second, and you know what? They got to stop.
It's in
the flag. Hey, look, I'm not saying the referees blew this game, but the pass interference on Jimmy Ward changed the tenor of this game. Everything. The crowd was quiet. They were starting to get lemon booty in the second quarter, like, what are we doing? And they got the stop, and the flag came out. And from there, it was all Philadelphia.
Yeah, I actually thought the defense had a really interesting game plan, which got totally messed up by a number of circumstances. You can talk about some of the red zone runs for Miles Sanders, but the one thing I was watching, and D'Amico Ryans, it sounds like in a matter of hours, is not going to be on to this football team
which
anymore.
Sucks.
I know, but I thought his game plan was smart in that you could watch the pass rush was purposefully being not over aggressive,
right?
Because they wanted to keep their lanes,
yes,
to prevent Jalen Hurts from improvising with runs, and they were doing a good job of it. If they had challenged the damn Devontae Smith catch, if Josh Johnson doesn't drop the ball in plus territory, you're looking at, and granted, I don't think it would have mattered in the second half because Brock couldn't come back.
Agreed.
But the game plan that defense had, if Brock Purdy had played a whole game, I that's the bummer part of this, and I know this will sound like all whiny and I don't care.
No.
We're walking at it. We didn't get the answer. I still want the answer of what it would look like if these two teams played at full strength. That's the answer I wanted. We didn't get it.
I'm with you on that, and that's the most deflating part of this. It's like we didn't have our best foot forward, and maybe we would have fell short because it felt like their trench was their guys
defensive
in the trenches
line,
were dominating
line,
us. Right
they dominated
on the
trenches.
Play, he got hurt. Ayuk is coming toward us, and it looks like he's got multiple he's steps. Open. And I go, B, he's got him.
He's got him before
he could even get rid of it, I said, oh, my God. McGlinchey had a bad game. He wasn't on that play. He had, their O-line just looks so bad.
Well, and the defensive line got pushed around. Javon Kinlaw, the clips Javon are no bad so about bad. Him.
Yep. No
embarrassing.
Doubt.
That was an embarrassing performance
both
by Javon Kinlaw.
Both trenches, both sides of the ball, in the trenches, went Philadelphia's way. And that's why, you know, if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt on that play, I think about the way it felt like offensively that thing was going. The offensive line was getting absolutely demolished by the Philadelphia front.
I'll say this, you know, and I'm not going to ever blame a head coach for injuries. Ephraim's point last night, you know, years as an offensive lineman and a huge Kyle Shanahan fan, was that Kyle got too cute with his blocking schemes. Look, if you end up with Tyler Kroft trying to block Hassan Reddick, that's a problem. That's a problem. And that is a schematic problem. So it doesn't, I'm not going A to B, he got Brock hurt, but there were two issues for me for Kyle Shanahan, and one was that schematically you ended up with bad matchups on your offensive line against a good pass rush, and B, Joe, I said this last night, I heard you say it this morning, new rule in the NFL, if you watch the other team freak out and run to the line to snap a ball in an odd situation, huck your damn hanky. I don't care if you lost the timeout. Well, huck the hanky and see what happened because that changed the whole game.
He went to that. He went to halftime with all three timeouts.
Yeah, great.
That's wild.
And how many points did we get for that?
No quarterbacks.
Yeah. No quarterbacks. Hey, you know what was wild? When the Devontae play happened, they didn't show a replay on the video board.
For a reason.
And Lincoln Bryant's the field. They just show it. And so I'm looking at Shasky. I was yelling. I was like, yo, just throw it.
Yes.
Just throw it. Because Devontae was doing this. You could see it clear as day.
Hurry up.
I'm like, dude, just throw the flag.
Yeah.
You hold him right there. You get the ball at the 35-yard line. It's a 0-0 game.
And it was fourth down, not first.
It's Niner ball if they review that play. Hufanga's on the field. Look, all you got to do is watch the players. Watch the players. They're on the field. They know. Hufanga, he immediately is like, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. You got to, I mean, how on earth in this age of technology can Kyle Shanahan be relying on a road team's big board?
Well, right.
And be
that's
like,
where,
I didn't see it.
And,
so
also, and this is, gentlemen, this is where all of you who love instant replay, you need to step back and take a hard look at the process because it's badly broken. The NFL, they have their own expedited review. So in the NFL offices, they can already see that it's incomplete. But Kyle Shanahan on the sideline with a headset and a laminated play sheet is relying on somebody in the booth to either be watching TV or watching the Jumbotron in real time. You have to try to get that message to him so he can reach into his pocket and pull out a red piece of cloth to throw on the field all in the span of 28 seconds.
Not even.
It's BS the way the process works. It's such a big game.
Can I add to this, Dibs? Because I think, and I was telling Bonte, from now on, you need a guy with binoculars just looking at the players on the field. Forget the video boards and the monitors. Watch how the players react. You know what I'm saying? To your point, Mark. Like, that's what I'd be monitoring. Last thing, too. They, fair or not, I think Kyle had a great year. What he did was remarkable.
For sure.
I am so proud of the team in a variety of ways. But at some point, they have to realize these guys are going down. These quarterbacks, they have got to protect their quarterback. We could call it freak injury, but now we have so many injuries. Maybe it's the players they're picking are quote-unquote injury-prone. Maybe these are individual outlier plays. If it's O-line, you know, pocket protection, schematics, I don't know what it is. But that's the one area as we head into, and I know we're going to talk ad nauseum quarterback.
Yeah.
They have got to keep the quarterback healthy.
Yeah. One year, 2019, where they didn't keep the quarterback.
Where
the quarterback played the entire season.
Yeah, it's weird, but I also, you know, they broke a record this year in the NFL for the number of quarterbacks who played. I don't know what's in the water, especially because we're going into an age where they let you touch the quarterback even less.
I know,
but guys, I don't see how. Sure, you could again. It's to me, it's not A to B. You got a bad blocking scheme. That doesn't mean I'm going to blame the coach for an injury.
No, I'm not blaming
the coach. I don't know what that is. But it is a problem, though, going into year seven of the Shanahan era.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be.
At least five seasons have been derailed by injuries at quarterbacks.
I mean, we got months for this, but Purdy's a quarterback.
Purdy's the I don't know.
Purdy's I hope he's okay.
I wouldn't sell the Trey Lance stock.
I hope he's okay.
Well,
if he needs Tommy John, if he's out for 6 months, then all of a sudden we've got a whole different conversation, because if he needs surgery and he gets it in early February, he's out till early August, and that's when camp gets underway. We've got a whole other conversation. And what we've learned about this organization is you need more than two quarterbacks. You probably need three, and you might need four. And by the way, I'm not here for the Josh Johnson slander.
No,
because if he doesn't fumble there, if he just, you know, holds on to the football and they go into the locker room down 14-7, maybe he comes out and he starts to settle down. But that fumble changed everything about this game.
Totally. Yeah, totally. No doubt. Speaking of three quarterbacks, I've seen a lot of people, now Dibs, I think you brought this up this morning. A lot of people are talking about that three quarterback rule where you used to, this guy, they got rid of this about 10 years ago where there was a designation where a guy could be the third QB. He's not on your active roster, but he was an emergency QB that you could bring in for just this situation. And I'm hearing a lot of people come down the NFL's road for getting rid of this rule.
Really?
The thing that's important to remember, though, is when the NFL got rid of that rule, they added another roster spot.
Yeah.
So it went from 45 game day active to 46. Literally, no NFL team took that extra roster spot and used it for what it was intended, another quarterback. Instead, they're using it for other players. So it goes back to the teams. You were given an extra roster spot to be ready for these situations, and teams have decided not to use it. I mean, so, and you can, it does, it's rare, you can get burned. And Niners got burned.
Yeah.
They got burned.
I don't know that they would have won with QB8 or whoever the hell was going to show up.
I agree.
But if you had some guy named Bob, but I mean, you know, whatever.
If you had your own personal Taysom Hill, and maybe this is where we go now in terms of like drafting utility players, a guy who can come in this spot and be a utility player. Just real quick, guys, and I know that you're all, you know, champing at the bit to get out of that godforsaken city, but Mike McGlinchey, undrafted free agent. So are we in a spot now where we maybe try to draft the tackle of the future? Because it wasn't just yesterday, Joe, and I know that you've been very critical of Mike McGlinchey, but as we look at how you make this team more Philly-proof, because what I saw yesterday was a superior defensive line owning an offensive line.
Yes.
Forget the Brock Purdy injury and the Josh Johnson concussion. They own the line of scrimmage on that side of the ball.
Yep, no doubt. You gotta invest in offensive linemen. Mike McGlinchey, another first round pick that doesn't go right for the 49ers.
He's the traditional power forward where the whole NBA has gone stretch, right? Because he's a run block right tackle in a league where
he's Obi Toppin.
He just doesn't fit.
He doesn't fit this era of football.
Obi Toppin and crackers is a great way to try that for the Super Bowl. That'll make it better.
I'm not watching Boxer that Gerson damn game.
Oh my gosh!
I said this morning,
Boxer Gerson. Shout out to Boxer Gerson. Great job. That was a great weekend.
And shout out to you guys for actually feeling that way. Like let me tell you something that put a smile on my face driving in today was listening to the two of you sort of not have the whole trip get ruined and still sort of point to some of the things that happened, even though the game itself, we all know how we feel. We got robbed.
Right.
I don't mean we got jobbed. We got robbed. We got robbed of a matchup that we wanted to see.
That's
and we didn't get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know Eagles fans don't feel like they got robbed, but I like football fans should feel like that second game, whoever you were rooting for, you right? Heavyweight fight.
Right.
That's what yesterday
it
was
felt
about.
Equal.
And that second and six when Purdy got hurt, Mark, when he got hurt on that play, second and six, Ayuk's breaking open against Bradbury. I'm like, the Niners are going to respond right back to the Eagles touchdown. We've got a game.
When you factor in the non-review, which is on the 49ers, even the way that those first few plays looked, the Niners have gone down 7-0 how many times? Like a bunch of them.
Exactly.
I dug the way it looked, and you're all not wrong that the defensive line for the Eagles dominated. However, the second your starting QB goes out and you know you can crowd the line of scrimmage, that changes the way that defensive 100%. Line is going to look.
Mm-hmm.
So 100%. Don't forget that either. I think the 49ers, that would have obviously. Brock plays, we got a very different piece of content yesterday. For sure.
No doubt. You guys have a good show. We're going to get out of here.
We'll
see you live in the studio. Thanks to all the roasters, YouTube,
safe
Twitch,
flight.
And the Xfinity mobile text line. Have a good day, everybody.
Boys.
Well, they're Dibs coming up next.
See you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.